Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The top five at five.
How do you take a gun law seriously when the overwhelming numbers are back on the streets?
New York City's mayor and police commissioner exchange a war of words with proponents of bail reform. Bail reform has led to 10 career criminals in New York City tacking up over 500 arrests and then released, with two believed purposely taking advantage of catch and release. A drop in the bucket as OPEC, controlled by Russia and Saudi Arabia, agree to increase oil production by only 100,000 barrels a day. Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones on trial in Texas admits the 2014 Sandy Hook massacre was real. Social Security recipients hit hard as increases under the Biden administration are not keeping pace with record inflation. New York City's Mayor Eric Adams and City Police Commissioner Ke-Chent Sewell waging a war of words over bail reform, while proponents, formerly incarcerated and advocate organizations, are singing the praises of bail reform. The mayor and police commissioner, Ke-Chent Sewell, say everyday New Yorkers are victims of lax bail reform laws as repeat offenders and pretrial detainees are released to commit even more crimes.
Time and time again, our police officers make an arrest, and then the person who is arrested for assault, felonious assaults, robberies, and gun possessions, they're finding themselves back on the street within days, if not hours, after arrest. And they go on to commit more crimes within weeks, if not days.
The mayor and commissioner say loopholes are being exploited, allowing defenders to return to the streets to commit even more crimes, victimizing New Yorkers. The mayor unleashed a barrage of stats to back up his push for bail reform. Now, according to Adams, arrests have increased by 24% for a total of 109,000 arrests by August 1st. And additionally, arrests for seven major felonies, they are up by 29%. Firearm arrests are at a 27-year high, and the NYPD has taken over 4,300 illegal guns off the streets by the end of July. Case in point, as the mayor and police commissioner call for changes to bail reform, 10 career criminals have 500 arrests under their belts after New York State enacted its controversial bail reform laws. The New York Post has learned most are back right onto the streets. The city's alleged worst of the worst repeat offenders have been arrested 486 times since bail reform went into effect in 2020. Two of these 10 defendants are reportedly taking advantage of the bail reform laws. They've been arrested 33 times, the other 22 times in the wake of bail reform. Mayor Adams expressing outrage Wednesday while discussing the findings during an afternoon press conference at One Police Plaza.
They say the difference. Definition of insanity is to do the same thing repeatedly, but expect different results. Our criminal justice system is insane. It is dangerous, it is harmful, and it's destroying the fabric of our city.
Still, lawmakers in Albany, New York, have refused to make changes to bail reform laws, and the NYPD's list of these notable career criminals is topped by an unnamed recidivist, number one, who's been arrested a total of 101 times, with 88 coming since bail reform was enacted. OPEC dealt a blow to the President Joe Biden administration and the president himself, who had hopes of increased supplies when it voted for just a small increase in production on Wednesday. The White House refused, though, to condemn the move, even as White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the president has been very clear that oil supply must meet oil demand. She pointed to a chart showing a series of drops in oil and gas prices.
The fact of the matter is that oil and gas prices are coming down. They're coming down, and they have been coming down since the president announced his trip. The moment he announced this trip, we saw gas prices and oil prices coming down. And so that is also important to note.
Pierre wouldn't say whether President Biden considered the amount of the increase an insult when pressed on the matter. Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones on trial over his conspiracy claims related to the Sandy Hook massacre. Jones testified Wednesday that he now understands it was irresponsible of him to declare the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre a hoax and that he believes now it was 100% real. Speaking a day after the parents of a six-year-old boy who was killed in the 2012 attack testified about the suffering, death threats, and harassment they've endured because of what Jones claimed, Judge Maya Guerrera Gamble admonished the right-wing conspiracy theorist.
It seems absurd to instruct you again that you must tell the truth while you testify, yet here I am. You must tell the truth while you testify. This is not your show.
Testimony in the trial, which is in its second week, concluded at midday Wednesday. And at 5:50, the 77 Early News speaks with Mark Barden, the co-founder of Sandy Hook Promise. With inflation at 9.1% under the Biden administration, the administration being criticized for not keeping pace with Social Security increases for recipients, New York Representative Elise Stefanik criticized President Biden for his handling on this issue.
We continue to see Joe Biden and House Democrats downplay this. First, they said it was a high-class problem. Then they said it was transitory. Then they said it was temporary. Then they blamed the war in Ukraine. The American people are smart. They know that these numbers aren't out of date. And the reason they know that is they're feeling this pain.
And the increase just 5.9% last year, a new increase set for October.
It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.